Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Just a disclaimer.
We
are
not
licensed
therapists.
So, yeah. Well. I just checked with my producer and we're back with part 10.
Yay.
This is a Hamish series.
The Hamish Horrors. Wait, that's good.
Hamish Horrors.
Spooky.
Wait, that's a really good voice. Do something else in that voice.
Spooky.
Hey,
spooky.
That.
Is that off somewhere?
You sound like...
Hey, spooky.
Isn't that off? Is that
I think so.
Show?
You sound like the Simpson Treehouse Horrors. Like,
oh, love those episodes.
Yeah.
But if you didn't tune in last week, we have Hamish Alexander back on the pod.
Sorry.
That's
Hello.
Fine. You just fucked it up.
Yeah,
that's so fine. Do you want to just let me fucking speak? You're fine. You introduce yourself if you're so fucking keen. Go.
Oh, he doesn't want to.
Oh my God, you got a bit nervous. Well, Tanya and I are back and we have our little lovely guest, little Hamish.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me back.
That's okay.
How did you actually find recording last episode?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
I think I blacked out, so I hope it's okay and I wasn't too silly.
It's very stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Doing a podcast, it's very like... You don't really know what you've done until
it's
done.
It was just fun, and that's all I know, and that's okay. We had fun.
Oh,
and we're about
that.
To have fun again.
More fun.
More fun.
More fun. Can we do a harmony on fun?
Fun.
More fun. Really bad.
That's nice.
Really,
yeah,
not
I should
good.
Have just really stepped out of that. I shouldn't have even... Sorry.
Hey, don't even put yourself down. You literally slayed that harmony, you little pitch perfect queen.
I might actually pursue singing.
You should.
Hey!
Wait, I'm going to see if you can sing this. Sing this.
It's like, yeah, maybe
pitch.
Not.
Okay, maybe
is that right?
Maybe not.
No.
Oh, I thought it was coming
sing this. Find the pitch.
Am I?
Yeah, you're
tone
flat.
Deaf.
You're perfect in my eyes.
Yeah, you are perfect.
I thought you're never gonna be singing.
Wait, Tanya, sing this.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was good. There you go. That's it.
Did I?
Yeah, nice.
Yay.
Wow, look at that.
Can we get a fucking snap for Hamish and Tanya?
Thank you.
Hey.
How is everyone? Just quickly. How are we doing?
Same.
Wait, can everyone put their hand in as like a little love heart?
And I'll be like the break because we're all broken on the inside.
I'm really good, Tanya.
Hey.
Are you sure though? Maybe you need like a Gaviscon or something.
Can I tell the audience, the listeners, can I tell them about my silly little pull my finger?
Yes.
Of course. So guys, I absolutely ate before. Like I didn't actually eat, like I ate. I did a classic prank. I got Jess Apodosha to pull my finger and then I like literally like let out a little like little like slippery little toot. Like it was like
it was cartoon-esque.
It was cartoon-esque. It was a little can you guys do a good fart noise? Oh, that was like, oh, whoa. No,
that was wet.
That was a wet one. Yeah, that one had
I just say, I'm traumatized that now, one had some and I'm fucking suing Molly.
That one had some bass. Come on, Jess. Yeah, no, do your fart noise.
I always want to do the one that's like...
Oh, that was good.
That was good. Tanya, your turn.
That's a good one because you can get away with it and it just sounds like you're like exhaling or something.
But that's what I always think is going to come. Okay, wait. Hold my microphone.
Hold my mic.
Okay. This one's like, this is like violent.
Oh my. I know that one stung.
Sorry, guys. I had a burrito for lunch. It was rooting up in my ass. You know what my dad says when I fart? He's like, oh, and he's British. He goes, you got a rat up your bum.
Wait, do we think pull my finger is like common in other countries?
Oh.
Pull my finger.
I reckon it's got it. Oh.
That could be its own category.
Is it?
BH.
Like, if your parents are British, do they know what pull my finger is?
Yeah. My dad used to do it to me.
Do we think Americans know what it is?
Yeah, that's like, Americans go pull my finger.
But like, why do you sound like a valley girl?
Pull my finger.
Okay, an Irish person? Pull me finger.
Pull me finger.
Pull me finger.
Pull me fungus.
Sorry. Pull me finger. Anyway, those are our fart sounds. You can, download those and make them your ringtones if you really want.
On iTunes.
On iTunes. Please. That's
our Patreon.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, yeah.
So let's kick off with a few little icks. Can we go? Oh, yeah. Do your pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to.
Oh, yeah. This is. So, Tanya, if you're a new listener, Tanya does a great impression of a pterodactyl, and I'm obsessed with it.
Here we go.
Wow, that was even better in person, guys.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Wow,
that
was
so good.
Yeah.
Okay, Tanya, let's start with your little icky ick.
Yeah, this is like so small and so tiny, but you know when you and a person get to like a spot and it's like, oh, please, you go first, and they might like put their hand out or whatever, and then they do that and you're like, okay, so you've given me right of way to walk first, and then as you take your first step, they walk with you.
What the fuck?
And it's like, well, now you're just in my butthole. Get out of there. I'm going to walk first because you said I can do that.
What kind of uncivilized rodent?
It happened to me on the train during Vivid, which is a pandemic of itself. I hate Vivid so much. Except for you, Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
I didn't get to see her.
Hi. But seriously, like, if you're going to walk at the same time.
Sorry.
If you're going to walk at the same time as me, I don't like it. And then at that point, I'll just grab your hand and be like, we're married now. We're dating.
And you're locked in.
Yeah, we're taking all of our steps together.
From now on, we're taking all of our...
No, that's cringe. Like, that's obviously you go. You give them a little second and then they go.
Yeah.
And you've done the whole social politics of, who's going to go? And then if they walk at the same time as you,
It's a song and dance. It's choreographed. Yeah. And you've now lost.
Abby Lee Miller would be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
She would come in.
Jojo! Nothing!
She would come in and be like, can anyone do an Abby Lee Miller impression?
No, I definitely
first
can't.
On the pyramid, first the world. Paige. No, not good. But but yeah, no, she would be fucking miffed. And I think that's a valid ick, and that would piss me off.
Yeah.
And that's obviously someone who just doesn't get it.
Exactly. What's your ick?
Oh my God. Okay. People on TikTok who do street interviews, like guys, and they're like, would you date him?
Oh yeah.
they'll bring their friend up, but they're like, hot or not. And they'll show you a photo of someone and it's like,
oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to go to fucking bombs.
What would you rate this person out of 10? Oh, probably a 2, and then they look like a thumb.
Literally, and it's like always like the most disgusting guys, and it's also like even the people who conduct the interviews, it's just the whole thing.
It's gross.
It's so
why is that a
cringe.
Thing? It's gross.
And it's always like, they always put people on the spot. And what happens is they interview people, they give them no fucking warning, and they always... Mm. they say to people, all right, and they ask them a really obscene out-of-pocket question. Mm. And often I think the person's just put on the spot and doesn't know how to respond. Exactly. And then that person who filmed them uploads the video, and then that person, this stranger who you didn't even get permission off or whatever, just gets a whole bunch of hate.
Yeah.
And like, there's been so many things, I don't know if you guys have seen, but there's so many street interview kind of things where people who were on the interview will like do edit or stitch it and be like, hey, I just want to let you guys know that's actually not really? What happened. They edit it to make it make the person really? Look really wow. shitty. Like, I'm sorry, that is, I reckon that's like borderline psychotic / narcissistic behavior to film people, like film yeah. random strangers, like, and then put them up and like change their things around just to get a reaction. That's like fucking psycho behavior. Mm. Like, what the don't you like genuinely, like, fuck you. Because
you're fabricating the truth.
Yeah.
And that can be dangerous.
And it's on people's looks yeah. too. Because I've seen this specific ones and they were like schoolgirls in like uniform and
oh
like
my God.
They just, and it's guys doing the interview and they just put them on the spot. Then they be like, rate this person, and then what would you rate yourself? Then they say it. Then they show the next person and be like, what would you rate them? Then what would you rate yourself? And it's just enforcing this whole like thing about like, oh, I don't know, just that, yeah.
Really really creepy things and just like...
It's just weird.
What are you rated in the eyes of God? Let's start there.
Let's talk about that. How about let's interview the interviewer?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you rate yourself out of purity?
No, literally. that's so Jesus of you. No. You were so Jesus for that.
Thank you.
No, but it's so true. And I just, it gives me the ick because it's like, in all the interviewers, they always like, they're like looking off into the distance, like just like no fucking any sort of like soul behind the eyes with their fucking little camera or iPhone or whatever. And they're just like, oh yeah, like hot or not. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you freak? Like, why? Ew. And then they, oh, it's just, it makes me, it's so embarrassing. And it's such lazy content.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's so boring content. And it's like cringe and it's just like, just for you to get clout. Like, what a, like, I'll tell you now, I don't know a single fucking name of any street interviewer because I don't give a shit about you because you're not, besides Billy on the Street. He's iconic. He doesn't count in this conversation because when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about Billy Eichner because he is my absolute favorite. And when he does it, it's funny.
Is he the one on like Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Funny. I love that. And I love the one.
But he has good energy about it. Like, it's kind of
memorable.
It's memorable. Mm. And he's also doing it in a sense that it's obviously a joke. But these other guys are just like, hot or not. It's like, what the fuck?
Like he's obviously an interviewer.
Yeah. And he's like, when he does it, it's funny.
Yeah. And I like the ones where it's like, what song? Like, the song you're listening to that they walk off with.
I do like, I'll tell you what, the only ones I like are Billy Eichner's ones and the What Song Are You Listening To? Because they're fun. Yeah. But if some,
I love the ones that are like, that. It's those two guys and they're silent and then they have a sign and it's like, bring us a like blue banana and we will give you $50. Like they have like side quest things and they're not interviewers, but then people read it and they're like, oh, where do we find that? Where do we find that?
But that's like fun spirited, right? Fun. Like that's like nice. Like, and the tone of that, like I could imagine people viewing that would feel nice about that. Mm. And I do feel like Billy Eichner, he does it so, he's playing a character. And so it's okay because people are kind of, it's obvious that it's playing.
Have you seen the Billy Eichner one with Will Ferrell,
and it's
Christmas,
funniest.
And he's like, what's the best movie, Elf, or whatever that was. And she's like, Elf, and she's just like staring at him, like pointing at Will Ferrell, and he's like, you're my hero.
And then at the end he points out that, I've literally seen all, I went on like
so good.
A binge, you have to, have you seen them?
I've only seen clips
watch
of it.
Them, like literally go on a binge, they're so funny.
Wow.
But if you were interviewed and someone was like, what song are you listening to? I'd literally be like, oh yeah, just some Christmas Time Is Here by Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like it would be some embarrassing ass shit.
What actually, would your, so that'd be yours? Like,
it's what, not, what would be like my number one? Yeah. It would probably be Do It Again by Steely Dan.
Oh,
I
don't know that one.
Oh my God.
Do you like that song?
What is that?
Do you know the... In the morning of thunder from the man who stole your water.
Oh.
But what would yours be?
Oh, mine will either, like mine will be something so random. I went through a phase and it was my number one wrapped on Spotify. It was when Tick Tick Boom came out.
Oh, bless your heart.
I don't know if that's
tame. But
it was, that it was either, no, it, I think it was, it was either Therapy or 3090.
That's so
and it was
camp.
Honestly my like number one rap.
I get it.
So that's they're both bops.
Okay, good. Both I'm not bops. Sure how both that is bops. In like the culture.
No,
of,
no,
like,
that's perfect. Okay. That's You're the most valid. Perfect answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sometimes I like to just put a musical theater song on repeat. And Slay. You know what?
I'd rather be me. What about you, Tanya?
Mine would be Waves Crashing 12 Hours.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding. Like on the drive here, I was like, I think I need to hear the waves crashing. Mm. And I did. And it was peaceful.
Wow.
But then it's the best when they play the sound, like after they do the interview and then they play it and they're like, oh, thanks. And then it's like...
Like, we need to make a mock one of that, because imagine just saying that, oh, 12-hour repeat of waves crashing, then you put your headphones on and walk off, and it's just,
there's
a seagull, like, ah! It just ruins the...
Brilliant.
Oh, let's go.
We're going to do a scenario. All right. Hamish, Molly, and Tanya are eating at their favourite chips. What? Hamish, Molly, and Tanya are eating their favourite chips at their favourite table at their favourite outdoor restaurant.
Mm.
Suddenly, a bright light appears from the sky directly above Hamish.
Jesus.
And he starts to get abducted by aliens.
Oh.
What emotional speech will Tanya, Molly, and Hamish give to the aliens to make them realise that Hamish shouldn't be abducted for their research on humans?
Oh.
Oi, like, hang on, you, googly hands, hang on, just drop him for a second. Because, no, wait, hang on. Hang on. Right. So, okay. Do you have TikTok?
I think that's perfect. I would be like, hello, aliens. Do you want chips? They have sea salt on them.
Yum.
They are delicious and you may not have had them before, but if you eat them, we will be happy. Yeah, I'm fucking out. What would we do?
Wait, that's a good tactic, because then it's like, I'm one of you. Yeah. You can't have Hamish because he's an alien too.
I'd probably be like, please, I have a wife and kids, I have a family, please, please, please. And then I'll see inside the UFO, it's actually kind of nice in there. And then I'll be like, actually, I'm good.
And then they'll absolutely...
Wait, ducted aircon?
Yeah, what you have in... Inducted. I was going to say juiced to aircon.
No, but I'm going to raise the stakes. They decapitate you the moment you get
Okay. So I'd probably be like, I'm an alien too. So are they. If I die,
this is bringing out my fucking little nerdy little loser brain. Has anyone seen the Doctor Who episode where the aliens go to the high school? It's the one with David Tennant.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, fellow nerd. Has anyone seen the Doctor Who episode where they go to the high school and the doctor has to save the day? But basically, no, it's actually a fucking good episode and it's actually really good. Highly recommend. But yeah, they do that. They like all get abducted and then the aliens literally like take over their bodies.
Oh my God.
It's
okay. What would we...
What the heck?
So I'm a little helpless. So like I'm being abducted.
So you're
right now?
If only good, we can deal with God up to this ship. You're
I
fucking
try like swing back down. Like, please.
You're Sadie sinking up in this bitch and floating up. And Tanya and I have to go.
Wait, Hamish, I think you should play dead. Because then it's like, well, that's not a valuable body for us to take. Like, what are we going to do with that?
I got a 55 ATAR. You don't want me. You really don't want me.
I got a mystery mark. Please don't take me. Please don't take me. I think we say, I like the idea of, hey, guys, how you going? I think we use a lot of hand gestures because they're aliens. They might not kind of get the words. And we go, chips. And we point at the chips on the table because I think that's a crucial piece of information. Mm. I think we go, Hamish for chips. And then I think, or we get the chips and we throw them in each of the aliens' mouths so they know, and then they get
distracted. How good it tastes.
Yep. And then they get distracted by the chips. We grab him down. We like Sadie sink him, and the aliens are kind of Vecna.
Play my favorite song.
Yeah. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. That saves you from Vecna. Yeah. And then we grab the chips, throw them in their mouth. They get distracted. We pull him down and we run away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the worst idea.
Yeah.
That's pretty genius.
Are you about to come in with a roadblock that's going to...
No, honestly, I think they were hungry for chips.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it wasn't about Hamish.
Maybe it was never about me.
Oh,
wow.
That's really deep.
Maybe they were just hangry and they were like, we really want some fucking human. And then, like, they had the chips. They were like, you know what? Like, that was just, like, kind of, like...
Maybe you convinced them to go veggie.
Wow.
Yeah, well, like, this has... Yeah.
Is these this like whole thing flavored. Sponsored by Peter?
Yeah.
This so is just like, I actually
there's nothing wrong with eating meat, but maybe you're convincing the aliens.
Yeah.
To not eat meat because the kind of meat that they love to eat most is human flesh.
Yeah. Mm. But also like natural selection. Like if you take. Like,
honestly, on the maybe it was meant to.
Yeah, like on the other side of things, like if you get taken by an alien, I'd be like, you know what? Like that's kind of your fault.
Yeah. Like what were you. Like.
I think you get decapitated, but then you like blobber out a new head, and then that's your alien self.
Right. Okay.
So then you're. Alien.
Or maybe I'm taking one for the team and I'm sabotaging them. They picked me thinking they were going to like get all this intel on human life. But then they're like, when they dissect my brain, they're like, oh.
Okay, let's say that you gave? Let's say that you gave the aliens the chips and they were like, yum, yum, yum.
But now, chips good.
Blip, blip, blip. And then chicken salt, blip, they're like, you know what? This wasn't enough. So what else are you going to give? And we're going to hold Hamish hostage so that we're going to be satisfied.
A fucking chicken palmy. How much do I matter? A chicken palmy. Yeah. Run in. We just gave him the entree, bitch. That was just the wedges with sour cream and onion.
I'd be willing to give them my iPhone. Absolutely. I'm trying to like lower my screen time anyway. But if they get my phone, then they're exposed to like more like news stuff, and then maybe they want the brain of actually someone really smart. So like, here's my phone. You can just Google a smart person.
But imagine if they get a hold
a really good idea.
Imagine if they get hold of technology though, learn how to use it, and learn way too much about the human race.
That's fine, but I did the nice thing. Yeah, so I'm saying,
I'm getting good karma.
For now, solved.
Yeah, for now, solved. I also think though, if
we're outside this problem
in
like a month.
If we're outside at the fucking local RSL and the aliens are coming, I do think run inside, get a chicken schnitty because nothing says chips. You need chips, you need the salad, you need the gravy, and you need the chicken schnitzel.
Yeah.
You throw that up and go, you've got to try this. And then they go,
oh yeah.
And then you go, you haven't lived, you guys. And then they eat it, and then they go, and then they go, we were wrong. This is better than Hamish. We will be back in a year for more chicken schnitzel.
And then, wah, wah, wah. And then we introduce them to Macca's Monopoly.
Oh. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. And they're like, wait, we can't kill anyone because we want to win the BMW.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we need to go to McDonald's to the drive-thru.
To the drive-thru. I think, yeah.
Is that your alien voice? Do your alien voice.
To the drive-thru.
Oh my gosh, Zorg, did you forget to bring your card again?
Oh, zoink, I did.
You fucking idiot.
What's your alien name?
I like Zira.
Zira's good. Do you want to hear my alien voice?
Yeah.
Slay!
That was so slay. I like her more than you, Zoink.
I'm popping my Ayla pussy into the space right now. Into the spussy.
Guys, wait, no, we have a mission.
Shut the fuck up, Zoink. I'm trying to get my Monopoly points so I can win a BMW.
Give me one Macca's Monopoly armor. Open my leg.
And then Zoink's like, hi, can I just get a large Coke and a fries? Anyway. What were we talking about?
So when they're over us and I'm coming up, you guys throw me a palmy and chips
this
and you're
is
like
so
take
much
it up
effort.
With
can
you.
We just fucking let them take you at this fucking point?
Honestly,
I don't give a shit. Sorry.
No, okay, well let's think about this. Let's switch the sides. Just real quick. You guys are the three aliens, right? You're seeing this from a different perspective.
So
the reason that you wanted to get Hamish abducted is because he has the right blood type to save the little alien
God,
baby
Jess,
in the ship.
God, Jess, you've got some fucking roadblocks, don't ya? We come up with one problem, you got another one, yeah? Make it difficult.
The right blood to do what?
To save the little alien baby on the ship.
She's going to mention me in
the team. I'm not glaring.
She's going to mention me in the team meeting. She's like, Molly, we need to have a chat. All right, so can you repeat that? I wasn't listening.
Okay. So you're the aliens now on the ship. There's three of them, right? The reason they wanted to take Hamish is because he has the right blood type to save their little alien baby on the ship. How are you going to tell them that you can get his blood from another place?
We're going to come on the ship with him.
Fuck, man. I've got work tomorrow.
Where are the aliens now?
They're on the ship.
They're on the ship.
We're going to go on. Tanya and I are going to come on with you and we're going to be like, you're right. You need to sacrifice him. Then last minute, we're going to steal the baby.
Oh.
We're going to take him down to the earth. We're going to take him to a doctor's lab. And then Zoink, the series. Then it's become a great movie.
Oh, okay. So we sort
of. And they're grateful that you saved him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know what it's giving? You mentioned it, Treehouse of Horrors, the green alien things.
Yeah.
I feel like this is literally an episode of The Simpsons. But yeah, I do think it will now turn into a movie. We steal the baby to get him healthy. Yep. But obviously the aliens are like, no, you stole our son. He needed to go to soccer. And then
soccer.
He needed to go to the ball. But then we take him to the hospital. And then he like learns to be like an alien in society. And then it's like him at like eight, and it's like 8 years later, and he's like,
they're playing Where Are You Now? Yeah. It's just like going through his life. He's 18. He's graduating.
And then we all end up on SBS.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm happy with that.
Absolutely. And then we get our own doco.
And then Good Morning America has him on because he's like a prodigy because he's literally a fucking alien. But then somehow the signal goes out to fucking, I don't know, Mars, and the aliens are like, that looks like Zoink. And then they come down to fucking rain havoc on. Mm.
So you've just accidentally created a solution and then another problem.
Well, yeah, but I do think we're gonna
can solve that one in 8 years' time.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
So we'll come back to this in 8 years, and then we'll solve it then. Excellent. But for now, the world is safe, and so is Hamish.
Yeah.
Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
Hi, girls. So
Hamish.
And Hamish.
Hi, girls. And Hamish.
Thank you.
So I just started dating someone I really like. But my best friend doesn't approve of the relationship and is causing drama between me and my partner. She sent a message to me while I was lying in bed with him, and he saw because we were watching TikToks. Basically, she told me that he is probably going to break my heart because he doesn't like rom-coms, has tattoos, and doesn't like dogs. I understand the little red flag someone can have, but I honestly think he's great. I think she's just jealous or something, but I don't know how to approach her because after 22 years of friendship, we've never had an argument. Please help.
Okay, first of all, names. Names?
Oh, yeah.
What's the couple called? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
Is it Mr. Big in the show? Anyone a Sex and the City fan? I think it's Mr. Big. Wait, pause. I'm going to Google that.
It is Mr. Big, yeah. Okay. He's the main one.
So I'm going to call the couple Sarah Jessica Parker and Mr. Big.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Samantha Jones.
Samantha Jones.
Samantha Jones.
Perfect. You're like, yeah, great. You've never watched a show in your life. You're like, perfect.
Like, yeah, that's
actually quite good.
Okay, my question before we address the listener, have either of you ever dated someone or like gotten with someone that your friends didn't approve of?
Yeah.
Haven't dated, but...
Haven't dated, but my friends have been like, no.
Get away from that person.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you tackle that?
I think you got to listen to your friends sometimes.
Really?
This is a bit different because this is a bit weirder, this situation. This isn't like, if your friend was like, I just don't feel like you're yourself around them. Like, I don't feel like they're nice to you. I just don't, that would be a different story. This one, we'll go into it in a sec. But I do think in general, if you have really good friends and you trust them and they say, if they're brave enough to say to you, I don't know if this person is the right person for you, I think you gotta breathe and listen to that.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think?
I think I've been on the other end of it. So like what you were saying, like the friend can obviously, because what I've like noticed from it is the person that is in the relationship or whatever, they just go blind. Like,
rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah,
exactly. Like they just don't see it and they're like, oh yes, this is the best. I'm so happy it's myself. But then if you've got your friends and family from an outside that are close to you and know you and they see that it's not good for you, I think like you should definitely listen to them and consider it. But like it's really hard, I think, for the person in the relationship to step back and actually listen to them because they're like, no, this is new love, fun thing. So I want to like listen to this more sort of thing.
It's like popping a bubble, isn't it? It's like the bubble's like la 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 hee, and then the bubble's like.
And I think maybe the friend is like tiptoeing about the real things by saying like tattoos, dog, like that thing. Like I think they can actually.
What does tattoos have to do?
So you think the friend actually has a bit of a deeper.
Yes, but I think they're scared to say it because 22 years of friendship. Maybe they're scared to bring it up if that might tarnish their friendship.
I think that is an interesting point. if it was like this person had been shitty for a while and then they came out with this, it would be like, oh, they're probably just not a great friend. But as this is 22 years and it's been all fine since this, and then they've suddenly coming up with some weird ass excuses.
Yeah, because I feel like they're not really like, yeah. I don't know. I think it might be something deeper.
I mean, we'll discuss the two paths. Why don't we discuss the if it's deeper path first, but then we'll discuss if it actually is just those things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was going to say, like you, Hamish, I have been on the friend side where, like, one of my friends has started dating or sleeping with someone and I've immediately been like, because it's, like, not a great person. Mm. The way that she's describing it kind of, it does sound like she's in denial. Like, maybe there is something that's actually wrong with him.
Sorry, Sarah Jessica Parker.
No. Yeah, but, like, truly, if that is genuinely the only thing, because obviously we don't know you personally, we don't know your relationship, if that is, like, the only thing that's wrong with him and he just sort of, like, likes certain things and she's just like, what the heck is it wrong with him for liking that kind of stuff? Like, fuck that shit off. Just be like, hey, queen, like, you need to stop.
Yeah.
But I have been on the side where, like, I've been really good friends with someone and they've started dating someone who's, like, made racist comments and, like, said certain things that are, like, And I've not been, like, I was trying to, like, communicate with her and be like, hey, I don't think he's, like, such a great guy. Like, I'm not sure, like, I'm not trying to, because, you know, when you're in high school and, like, no one is in a relationship.
Mm.
So the second someone gets in a relationship, it's like, ooh. And so if you ever comment on it or be like, I don't think that, it's kind of just sounds like you're being jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew this guy was, like, bad news and he ended up being bad news. But I was sort of like, hey, I think he's really not good for you. Like, I think you're, like, literally being poisoned off the mind because he's genuinely, like, he seems like he's a manipulator. He seems like he is racist, first of all, sexist, XYZ.
Mm.
But, like, I didn't really feel comfortable saying that outright to her. So I was sort of making those excuses where I was like, oh, he's just, like, not cool and he's, like, you know, he's not fun to be around and, like, stuff like, because I was trying to, like, tiptoe around it and not, like, be like, he's racist.
Because it's easier, it's easier to do that, isn't it, than it is to be, like.
I do think it actually could be something deeper. But if it's not, then just be like, shut up.
Yeah,
because the friend of the person in the relationship,
what's her name? Oh, yeah. Not Mr. Big.
Samantha Jones.
Samantha Jones the friend? The friend. So
you need to watch Sex and the City.
Yeah. No. Samantha Jones, I think, like, has seen. Oh wait, sorry. What's the one in the
Sarah
relationship?
Jessica Parker?
Sarah.
It does get confusing. Yeah.
It is. You know,
So I think Sarah Jessica Parker has changed a bit in this relationship, and she's sort of just absorbed by this new relationship and sort of brushed off Sarah Jones at the moment.
Sarah Jones.
Is that not her name?
No.
Oh, no.
Samantha Jones.
Oh, Samantha.
Just call her Samantha.
Okay, Samantha.
Samantha.
Okay.
Yeah, Kim Cattrall. It's like Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim.
Paw Patrol.
Cattrall.
Cattrall.
Paw Patrol.
Kim Cattrall.
Sky. Kim Cattrall.
Floor. Sorry.
So you think that Sarah Jessica Parker has got rose-tinted glasses on.
Yes, yes.
Interesting. So that's your take on it.
Yeah, because cool. I think the friend is too scared to say the actual things that are happening in the relationship, because I think that the friend thinks that if she brings up the real things, that the one in the relationship will pick the relationship over the friendship, just from how sometimes intense these unhealthy relationships can be, where they just start to detach themselves from everything that they loved and were, to then go to this new thing. And then, so I think that maybe she's trying to just tiptoe around it and say these little things to sort of be in the safe zone, but still, like, try alert her concern. But I don't think by a tip, like, it has to be the... Sorry, that made no sense.
No, it did.
It did.
What do you think, Tanya?
Maybe a bit controversial, but I'm team relationship. Because I think I've definitely been on both ends, receiving and other, but...
Sorry.
Oh, Molly.
Sorry.
I've definitely been in both situations. However, I think when you're in it, no one can help you.
if you really like this person and the listener has said, like, I really like this guy, you can't see past it. And it's one thing to be told to break up with someone, which I don't think works. It's not going to get through to anyone. Yeah. It has to be up to you to decide, this is not the right person for me. I don't like this person anymore or whatever. And yeah, I think the excuses are a bit like boring. What do you mean he has tattoos? That's not a thing. Unless this person has, like, if I date someone with tattoos, I will be physically ill. Like, I have a condition where I can't see.
Or you know, they're like some controversial tattoos or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I would love to know the actual reasoning of those kind of things. And he doesn't like dogs? Okay, fine.
You know what it's making me think of?
Don't go to a dog park with him.
I don't realize how... I can't believe I didn't think of this before. Maybe Kim Cattrall... Maybe Kim Cattrall... Oh, we're changing her name. Sorry. Maybe Kim Cattrall is... I know that... a lot of my friends are single and have been, like, in all of our time as being friends. And I think once we've all joked, like, oh, when they get into a relationship, like, it's going to be a bit weird and stuff. Maybe Samantha Jones is sort of acting out and there's actually nothing wrong. And Samantha Jones is just maybe – there is also the possibility that Samantha Jones is just sad because her friend is not as close with her anymore.
That's why I think if, you know, the friend is trying to protect SJP, like, it's up to no one other than that person in the relationship to decide that this is the mistake. And if it is a mistake, that's a mistake you have to make by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't break up with someone and be like, sorry, my friend doesn't like you. That's bullshit.
Yeah. No.
And on that vein, if you are the friend, so and it's up to you, and also... Yeah, you can't have shit excuses. If you've got to come up with, like, you know, he doesn't like dogs and, like, that's just surface level bullshit. Like, and if there's something else there, I think it's up to Kim Cattrall to get vulnerable and literally say, hey, if it's not a jealousy thing, it's not a loneliness thing, then Kim Cattrall's got to step up and go, look, I've been your friend for so long and I'm noticing if there's a deeper issue that I just don't think you're the best version of yourself and blah, blah. I think I am team that's okay. If you're super, super close with someone and you can see that they're not the person that you used to know, not like they're I think everyone can change and maybe this friendship's growing apart. If that's the case, that's a whole nother story. But I think if it's like they're changing for the worse and Kim Cattrall thinks that Sarah Jessica Parker is becoming a really like a bad version of herself, then maybe I'm sort of on the side of maybe it's okay to say something if you're super, super close, but this is difficult. Yeah, this is hard.
I wonder if it's the first relationship in the friendship too, because I have had friends who they say, like, oh, when I get in a relationship, I'm never going to pick, like, my person I'm in a relationship with over my friends. Like, I'm never going to do that. I know how shit it is. And then when they get in a relationship, they do that.
Yeah, because it's like their first one.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Because and then I think everything. It's just, and then maybe if they've said that to, I keep forgetting. So Sarah Jessica Parker
is in the
So maybe like Sarah Jessica Parker has said to Kim that, like, if she's said things that, oh, when I get in a relationship, I'm still going to, like, pick you over him or blah blah blah.
Yeah,
like if maybe she said that those things, I can understand the where Kim is coming from with being like, what is happening, like, why are you with him so much, you said you were going to hang out with me, sort of thing. That's just speaking from experience on the other end of that. So I don't know, like, that could be it, but I don't know, because like, the red flags, they're not really,
well, look, I think to sum up, I think if Sarah Jessica Parker and this guy and Mr. Big, if they're like, Sarah Jessica Parker may need to say, have an honest thing and be like, is there something else going on here? Like, is my friend possibly not saying something she needs to say? And if that's the case, Sarah Jessica Parker, you have two options. One, you have to talk to Kim Cattrall and be like, look, I've noticed you're coming up with these things that seem a little bit surface level. Is there something else you want to say? Is there something else you're kind of tiptoeing around? Because I'd rather you say it to my face, because all the things you've kind of said to me aren't, they're not deal breakers for me, and they're kind of making me feel shit. So please be honest with me, because I value your opinion. Like, is there something deeper that you actually want to say? So that's for Sarah Jessica Parker. And then I think for Kim Cattrall has to, I know they're not going to be listening to this because it's not them. I think Kim Cattrall has to ask themselves, is this actually about Sarah Jessica Parker? And if it is, you know, maybe be like, okay, I'm sorry I tiptoed around and did some bullshit excuses. Here's what's actually going on. Or is Kim Cattrall actually having a little bit of a loneliness thing? Mm. But also with the loneliness thing, if Kim Cattrall is feeling lonely, maybe, not like Sarah Jessica Parker, maybe it could be worth asking yourself, have I grown a little bit distant? Like, have I put in a little less effort with Kim Cattrall? Have I, and maybe Kim Cattrall's acting out by being like, he doesn't like dogs, because she's actually like upset because she's just like, why the fuck isn't my friend hanging out with me? So if this is your first relationship, Sarah Jessica Parker, maybe just, with Kim Cattrall, you've got two options. You've got to think, okay, is she actually just acting out? And if she is, she's got to apologize to you. And you, I think that's worth a conversation, or ask her if there's something deeper. But I think, either way, Sarah Jessica Parker, you have to chat to your friend because you have to either say, you need to stop like tiptoeing around it and tell me what's going on, or are you okay? Is some am I
like check in?
Is something else going on here? Because I think the main thing that's standing out to me is if this is 22 years of friendship, is that what they said? And they haven't had any fights and it's all been fine and it's suddenly coming out of absolute nowhere.
Yeah.
I think that something seems off.
Over a guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. It's always a man. Mr. Big. But no, but you know what I mean? I think there's probably, talking is so uncomfortable. It's so scary going up to someone and saying what you actually want to say, but it strengthens friendships. Mm. It is the best way to like actually have like meaningful conversations. And I promise, like, this before stage of like the tension is actually 50 times worse than actually sitting down. And as Hamish said, you might, was that last episode?
Yeah.
But you might cry. It might be uncomfortable, but it's actually, say what you need to say.
And like, you're letting them know how you feel. Like, all the stuff you've been holding in, it shows that you do truly value this friendship and relationship so much. And sometimes, though, like 22 years of friendship, like sometimes friendships like that, like people grow differently and it just happens, which is very sad. But it's just something that I think it's better to know and accept and talk about to end on good terms.
Yeah.
Because you still want to be able to see that person, maybe like have a barbecue or something every now and again with the kids when they're older. That's a bit in the long run. But
15 years later.
Yeah, but like it's true that like childhood friendships, they don't always, like people just grow differently. Yeah. Like someone who you thought you knew might just grow down a different path and they are both okay. It's just a part of,
The only other thing I'll suggest to Sarah Jessica Parker, and it's obviously a bit hard if you're watching TikToks and people message you and stuff like that, but don't share all the negative things that your friend is saying with your partner. He will then begin to resent her, and that will cause a rift between all three of you, which is not what you want. So it's okay to keep some things to yourself, like about what your friend is saying, maybe up until you have the conversation and then you have some more clarity.
Or with a third part, like talk to your mum about it, or someone who's completely removed from the situation, because nothing good can come from – it's going to be so fucking tempting, but there's nothing worse than – imagine if you talk to your boyfriend about it, you get really angry, and then he starts to hate Kim Cattrall, and then Kim Cattrall comes in and goes, I'm so sorry, Sarah Jessica Parker. The reason I said all this is because I was just feeling so lonely and rejected and sad. And then you're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I have spoken shit to my boyfriend. And then it's that awkward thing of like, actually, Mr. Big, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
Like, maybe Sarah Jessica Parker might then be fine with Kim because she like – explained it, all good. But maybe now the Mr. Big.
Can we have a compilation of just Hamish getting all the names wrong? Mr. Big.
But then, so maybe SJP and Kim might.
See, you know her. You heard.
Oh yeah, no, we sold a fragrance at Chemist Warehouse. I used to work.
You know her initials. Yeah. You know her initials.
Yeah, yeah.
And her perfume.
Yes, I do.
But you don't know her full name.
No. I've always seen her being like, who is that mysterious woman with a fragrance?
SJ, hearing you say SJP just so casually is the funniest thing I've ever...
You knew this whole time?
You knew.
Maybe the friendship with SJP and Kim might fix, but then maybe Mr. Big might just now hold this resentment for Kim because maybe he's like, I don't trust it.
That's a whole nother level, though, what you said, though, about, like, it's really uncomfortable, but maybe, like, to be now on your side again, Sarah Jessica Parker, if this is the case and your friend's just being shitty and they don't... If Kim Cattrall doesn't make any effort to kind of be vulnerable or then talk about her feelings or anything, maybe it is, as Hamish said, maybe it is, like, you've gotten into a healthy, good relationship and Kim Cattrall, I think sometimes... There's this perception that, like, oh, getting into a relationship is bad and it's only through friends that you can really learn about yourself. There's nothing wrong with, like, getting into a relationship and becoming the best version of yourself and, like, outgrowing friends. Like, I think that's the common narrative is, like, you fucked off your friends. Like, maybe your friends sucked and maybe the partner actually, like, it's just another person at the end of the day and maybe they kind of have started to bring out a better side of you and maybe you're suddenly, I mean, that might not be the case, but maybe Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP, maybe you're starting to pick up, you know what I mean? Like
they make you realize.
Yeah. Like things. Because I think when you start to hang out with really good people, you realize how shitty other people
are. Exactly. Because there's the whole thing about, like, I might butcher this, but it's something about, like, you're only, it's probably not true, don't quote me on this, I heard it somewhere, I swear. Like you're
I read
only
it in a book, aka I saw it on TikTok.
I read it somewhere. No, it was something like you're only as good as the, like, first five people you surround yourself with.
Yeah, and for sure.
I feel like that is true, because if you're surrounded by good people, you will be a good person, and through that, it will make you realize... Like you'll be able to detect the people who aren't good through that relationship or journey. So yeah, it's okay to take risks on these relationships. And if you genuinely feel like this is great, like this is like, I love feeling like this. I feel good. If you know in yourself, you feel like a good person, then maybe you need to start to look at the things that are bringing in that stress or negativity and sort of.
But also, on the flip side, we're trying to cover every angle. Yeah. But friendships also can have bumps and can have speed bumps. And maybe this is just a little... If it has been all fine, I think you definitely owe it to try and sort this out. I think you both owe it to each other and to Mr. Big. You owe it to everyone in this situation to try and get to the bottom of it. So I don't think... even though we've been saying all this, this is kind of if you kind of try and try to have conversations and hash it out and it doesn't work, then you can maybe look at, okay, is this friendship actually serving me? But I think first you definitely owe it to each other to kind of try and be vulnerable and talk out in the open and work it out. You know 100%. What I mean? Because let's be on the nice side. Let's presume that I'm hoping that Kim Cattrall is just a bit hurt and maybe there's been a bit of a communication issue and maybe Kim Cattrall's just missing you a bit and doesn't know how to say that. That would be, I hope that's the scenario. And in that case, Sarah Jessica Parker, if you kind of realize that maybe, if this is the case that maybe you weren't making as much of an effort with Kim Cattrall, remind her that you're her friend. Like, really important. The boyfriend... Hopefully he lasts, but we never know. Like, and she might last, but we'll never know. Like, but remind her that how much she means to you, and don't do things just with the three of you. Do things with just her as well, and you know, try and keep that friendship as well. You know, like, what I mean?
Don't make her feel like a third wheel. I guess, like being like, oh, we're gonna go to this party, you should come, or like, me and Mr. Big got invited to this party, you should come if you want. Like, be like, no, like, do you want to go to a restaurant?
Also, idea, what do we think of this? Tanya, Hamish, Mr. Big and Kim Cattrall hanging out.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Do you reckon?
Put them in a room together. Yeah.
Sometimes, like, and then they'll date. No, I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking. But, like, you know, like that could maybe... I don't know.
I think it would, because then Kim will develop that trust with Mr. Big, and then...
And look, even like tattoos and stuff, maybe Kim...
Get a tattoo together.
But maybe like if Kim Cattrall is like, oh, tattoos, and that's something, a bit of a surface level judgment she's got towards Mr. Big, maybe actually getting to know Mr. Big on like a deeper level may help. Like
why he has these tattoos and things.
Why he doesn't like dogs.
I fucking hate dogs. I fucking said it.
Oh, whoa. I loved it.
There, see, I'm a red flag though.
Anyway, SJP, good luck. And remember that you can make mistakes, but also love yourself. And you're the best.
Mm. And yeah, talk. Again, talk. I feel like a lot of things just come down to miscommunication and not wanting to be vulnerable with each other because it's uncomfortable. I don't know. Mm. Like, not many people enjoy a bit. Well, I don't think anyone enjoys being vulnerable, but you always, resolve so much.
I always say to myself, well, and end on this, happiness is on the other side of being vulnerable. Like, ooh. Genuine, true, like, how you want to live happiness is on the other side of really difficult conversations. Because think of it. The tension and the crap and the horribleness now is 50. I fucking promise you, I've been here. I've had to have shitty conversations. It is 50 times worse than it is to just say what you mean. Because it is. And think about it. Like, saying what you mean, you know, say it. Do it. And I promise you, a conversation may save this friendship. Mm. And honestly, may sort it out.
You guys got this.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at @gorgegreasyprobs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh.
Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous greasy girlies. Mwah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.